So the first question that very often comes up talking to clients about getting a vehicle title is how do I get a title when I don't have the right paperwork? What are the methods that can be used? What are the differences between the methods? So we're going to look into the two most common ways of getting a vehicle title, and that is the bonded title and the court order title. In almost every case, the best way to get a title is one of these two methods. So, what are the differences? Which one is better? Which one takes longer? Which one is cheaper? Both methods are legal, official government methods of getting a title. In fact, you have to pick one of these methods. All the other methods probably are not the correct or appropriate methods to getting a title. So, what is the difference? Well, we're going to talk about first the short answer, and then we're going to go into depth. So if you want to just find out basically what the answer to your question is, that'll happen pretty quick, within a minute or two. If you want to get more detailed, deep dive into both of these methods, this video will cover that. The biggest difference is the bonded title goes through the DMV or the titling authority in your state. Some states call it Department of Motor Vehicles, some states call it Department of Transportation, some states call it the registry. A bonded title goes through that government agency at the state level. The court order title bypasses the bureaucracy of the DMV and goes over their head to the legal system, the county court. Now, before you get concerned about you have to go to a big court case, this is not like Law and Order, Jack McCoy, a big kind of court hearing in a courtroom. It's usually done administratively. We'll get into that. So, what is the pros and cons to those? Well, the DMV, Department of Motor Vehicles, Department of Transportation, whatever agency in your state hands out titles, because that's who hands out titles, is your vehicle authority. They have certain rules. They're not allowed to give out titles unless you have the old title from the vehicle signed over on the back to you, or you go through the bonded title process through their agency. Even then, there are certain requirements. For example, in some states like Florida, unless the vehicle was last titled in Florida, you can't do a bonded title. In some states, if the vehicle has a lien on it, you can't do a bonded title. Some states don't do bonded titles at all. There's a list of about 14 states in the country that don't do bonded titles. You can find out a link to that list in the website cartitles.com. So if your state doesn't do bonded titles, then it's off the table. In addition, the DMV will probably not be able to do a bonded title if you don't meet certain criteria. They have certain rules they have to abide by. Even if they want to break the rules, they can't. The court order title, on the other hand, goes through the county court in the county where you reside. Court has authority over the DMV. If the court issues an order to the DMV saying you have to give a title to this person, they have to do it. So it's kind of like extra authority. That's the biggest difference. One goes through the DMV local vehicle authority, one goes through the court, which is a higher authority. Which one takes longer? They both take about the same amount of time. The court may take a little longer. Again, there's a lot of variation. Remember, there's 50 different states. Every state DMV has different turnaround times. Some states you can get a title in 4 or 5 days. Some states take 4 or 5 weeks. With the courts, there's 3,611 different counties in the country. They all have different turnaround times for court cases. Some a couple weeks, some a few weeks, some a month. So in general, a bonded title will take slightly less, but only by a matter of a week or two. It's not going to take months to do this in most cases. Which one is harder? Well, the paperwork is about the same, and we're going to look at some of this paperwork. There's only one difference. When it comes to the Department of Motor Vehicles, they have what I call color by number forms, fill in the blank forms. Here's an example of a DMV form. See where it has name blank, address blank, VIN number blank, check off boxes. That's how DMV forms are created. For court order titles, this is how the form starts. It's a clean sheet of paper. There are no fill-in-the-blank forms. There's a couple exceptions we'll talk about in Ohio, and we'll use those as an example. But for court, you have to start with a blank sheet of paper and type up all the words yourself. See all these words here on this form for request for motor vehicle? See all this paragraph of text and all these words? These are already pre-done for you with the DMV for a bonded title. For a court order title, there are no words pre-done. You have to make up all the words yourself. So it is a little trickier, but there's ways you can maybe make that easier. When it comes to filing these documents, whether it's the court or the DMV, we recommend not bringing them in person. Even if the office is right next door to your house, don't walk them in the front door. Here's why. The people who normally work at the clerk window for either the court or the DMV are not the most experienced people. They're kind of like the front end administrative people. They may not be familiar with some of this stuff. If you mail it in, it goes directly to the main office for that agency. If you're mailing it to the DMV, mailing to their main office headquarters, usually in the capital city, like in California, it's in Sacramento, in Pennsylvania, it's Harrisburg, and so on. When you mail it to the court, it goes right into the back office to the magistrate. Those people know what they're doing. So don't walk it in the door, because you may get just turned away. No, we don't do this. And they may not know, because you don't see a lot of these. The other thing to keep in mind is that the court can override what the DMV says. It can override liens. It can override ownership. So they have more power. But you have to come up with the words to do that. Last disadvantage, pros and cons between the two. When you do a bonded title, you will have to purchase a surety bond for that vehicle. That surety bond is usually based on the value of the vehicle. So if the value is, let's say, $8,000, you have to buy a bond for usually 1.5 times, or $12,000. May cost you a couple hundred bucks for that bond. And your title, when you get it, is going to say bonded on it, stamped in big red letters. So if you're looking to sell the vehicle or move to a state that doesn't allow bonded titles, that could be a disadvantage. A court order title is a regular standard title, no deviation. So let's look at an example of a bonded title. Now, in New Jersey, they call it improper evidence of ownership procedure. It's basically the same as a bonded title in most states. But the reason we're going to look at it is because it gives you a good representation of what the process is. The only advantage to New Jersey is you don't have to purchase a surety bond. They do it without a bond. So what do they say about a surety bond? This procedure is a 12-step procedure when it is purchased without an existing title, right? And that's what most of you are facing. You have purchased a vehicle without a title. This procedure is only available to New Jersey residents, which is normally the case for most of these. Each case is unique and handled on an individual basis. It's possible additional documents may be required to complete the transaction. To obtain the evidence of ownership, these are all the forms: OS-142, SS-150, SS-145. So these are all the forms you need. And we'll look at those here in a minute. So that's what they call bonded title. It's a little bit different name. What does it look like? Here is the process. And they have a package for this. Improper evidence of ownership procedure. Step one, proof of ownership, lien holder information. What you have to do is you have to file an application to get a printout of the names of any owners of the vehicle, names of any lien holders of the vehicle. They call it a DO-22 form. And we'll look at that. You have to send them $15. If they don't have a record in their state, then you have to run all of the adjoining states: New York, Delaware, Pennsylvania, Connecticut, and Maryland. If you notice, right after step one, it says, stop here. Do not continue until you receive the printout back from New Jersey Motor Vehicle Commission. Then you can go to step two. This is very common with a bonded title. They want to make sure that the last owner has no objection to you doing this. So they're going to require you to do a prior owner lookup. Now, this prior owner lookup, we're going to scroll down to that page. We'll come back up. Don't worry. If you notice, it has this title lien search request. You fill in your name, the business name, whatever you have, the VIN number. And if you notice, you have to check off a permitted use. 1, 2, 3, 4, right? And it has words what the use are. For use by a government agency, for use in conjunction with motor vehicle safety. Well, let's look at another state. Here's the state of Missouri. They have a similar form, request for motor vehicle records. Permissible use, government agency, court. If you notice, it has the same uses. The reason why is because this comes from a federal law called the DPPA that all states have to abide by. So when you do a request for motor vehicle background information, you have to abide by and check off one of these rules, no matter what state you're in. And New Jersey has the same thing. So now once you've submitted that and you get the printout, then what you have to do is you have to do an emergency application for title. And the form is called SS-150. Fully complete it and notarize. You have to submit it to the Office of Titles. Then you have to put a certified ad in the newspaper, publishing notice that you're intending to get a title. You have to send a copy of that notice to your local police department to make sure it's not stolen. You have to file a notice of intent to get a title to the last owner, stating your intent to get a title. You have to send them a certified letter. Then you have to have your evidence of purchase, like a bill of sale or something where you bought the vehicle. Then you have to get notarized statements from three parties saying they have seen you have the vehicle in your possession. They want to make sure you're not trying to get a title for a vehicle you don't have. Then you have to do a pencil tracing of the VIN number or take a picture of it so they prove that the VIN number is correct. You have to take pictures of the actual vehicle, front, back, side. Then you do an application for title, pay the fee of $60, and sign an affidavit that you're not using this process for a business. It's only for your own personal use. And then here's all the forms. Here's all the forms. Title search request. Here's the declaration emergency application for title. Fill in the information. How vehicle came into your possession, very important. Remember that. We're going to talk about this here in a minute. Notice of intent to obtain title. And they give you all the forms. You have to fill them in properly. We recommend typing them, don't handwriting them, because if you do, it might get kicked back. You file that with the New Jersey DMV. If everything checks out, they give you a title. That's their version of a bonded title. Most states are similar. They may not have all these same 12 steps. You might not have to put an ad in the paper. You might only have to send out certified letters, but it's the same idea. How does that compare to a court order title? Well, here is an example for a court order title. This one happens to be in Ohio, Montgomery County, Ohio. There are four counties in the whole country that have a package of documents for a court order title. You go into any other county and you say, I want to do a court order title, they're not going to know what you're talking about. They're going to tell you to leave because they don't call their court cases by the name of what's in the case. Like you've heard us say this before. There's no such thing as a dog bite lawsuit case. They just consider it a litigation. So there's no paperwork for this, but we can look to Montgomery County to get an idea what they want. What steps do I need to take? Visit one of the offices and get this package. Well, you have that package. Complete a form for a vehicle record. Does that sound familiar? Same as a bonded title. You have to complete that form and send it in. Mail a certified letter to the vehicle owner. Does that sound familiar to a bonded title? You have to do an inspection in Ohio for the vehicle. After these steps are complete, bring your petition to the clerk of court. You file it. And they will take it under advisement. What are the words on the paper? Remember we talked before about having a blank sheet of paper for the court? Well, in Montgomery, they tell you what to type on that paper. You put in your name, your address. You put, my name is blank. I'm in possession of this vehicle. Here's the VIN number. I hereby petition the county for an order directing the court to issue a certificate of title. In support of this petition, the court will find an attached statement of fact saying how the vehicle was acquired. Does that sound familiar? It sounds like something we saw back here on the bonded title, asking you to tell them how the vehicle came into your possession. And the court order title, they say how the vehicle was acquired. It's the same thing. Statement of fact. Have to have a bill of sale, additional property list if you're getting more than one car. Here's a list of 20 cars you could try to get at the same time. You file that with the court. There's actually less steps in this court order title process in Ohio than there are for a bonded title in New Jersey. Again, mail it to the court. Don't bring it in person. The court will give you what's called a response date, sometimes called a hearing date. That's the date that they review all this. Most of the time, if you fill this out properly and you have a legitimate vehicle that's not stolen, it's not a salvage, there's no back taxes, everything checks out, they give you what's called a judgment of ownership. And that judgment of ownership, then you bring to the Bureau of Motor Vehicles or the DMV to get a title. Let's go back up here. So what do you do if you're not in Montgomery County, Ohio? What you do is you type up on a blank sheet of paper like this, words such as this: I hereby petition the blank county court to give me a title for this vehicle. You may have to change a couple of the words, but that's what you do. Now, at the end of the day, when you have the court order title, it's going to be a clean title, clear title. When you have a bonded title, it'll say bonded on it. Again, there's no right or wrong answer which one to pick. These are just the differences. And if you're doing it in a county where you have to type up your own paperwork, like most of them are, you'll have to get these words right. The good news is on our website, courtordertitles.com, you will see that wording laid out for you. And it'll give you cut and paste where you could do it yourself. Of course, we have a title service where we can do it for you. You could save some money. It'll probably take you, you know, 2 or 3 hours to fill out all these forms. It'll cost you a few $100, $200 or $300 to have us do it. Take your pick. Rather be out time or money. Either way is fine. We're glad to help. But those are the differences between the two. And remember what it said on the beginning of the process. The court can do whatever they want. The court can tell you that they want more information. It also says here as a reference, there is never too much information to assist with the decision. Titles, photos of VINs, anything you have, put with it. Don't get too deep into the description. Just put whatever documentation you have. The other thing that I will disagree with, it says after you completed the forms, you must bring them to the clerk of court's legal division. Again, we recommend mailing it. Don't bring it, mailing it. Those are the differences between the two. If you want a more detailed description of your particular scenario, you can reach our website, cartitles.com. You can also arrange for a private one-on-one consultation with a certified title agent to go through your vehicle with you. Glad to do that. But that will give you a brief overview of the difference between the two, because again, it's important to know. Don't mess around with any of these out-of-state loophole, sign over your vehicle to somebody kind of things. Don't try to do a fake mechanics lien. That will get you into trouble. These are the two ways that the government officially wants you to get a title. If you try another way, it can backfire. Look what happened to the Vermont loophole, right? There's people right now getting titles revoked because they insisted on doing Vermont. No matter what anybody told them, they wanted to do it. These are the proper ways. And really, they're not that much harder than doing what Vermont used to be. They're not any more expensive, because when the Vermont loophole was there, you had to pay taxes. You don't have to buy any out-of-state corporation fees. You don't have to do any registered agent fees. This is all directly with the government agency local to you. Sure, dealing with the government is tough. It's bureaucratic. But if you want one of these for your vehicle, if you want a legal title, you got to go through the government. You can't buy one of these from a company. You can't download one from the internet. It's a legal document that only the government issues, and they only give it if you have the right paperwork, you do a bonded title, or you do a court order title.